Morning, folks. Welcome to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 and WFIW-FM, Fairfield, Illinois. Appreciate you tuning in this morning. My name is Bruce Dickey. I've got guests across the way from me, sitting across the way, and Stephanie Ahrens is the first one I'm going to talk to. Good morning, Stephanie. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing great.
I forgot to tell you, you need to have that thing probably about 4 inches away from you, so scoot it out like that. There you
right
go.
Right there? Okay.
That's perfect. That's perfect. Stephanie is the musical director at the Fairfield Community High School. Now, is that band and chorus, or what is that?
Band, choir, show choir, and whatever music classes we offered. And since this year we're putting on a musical, I am also in charge of that.
You're in charge. So you get one of these every other year then, right?
Yeah. This year is the musical. Next year will be a play. So they rotate every other year.
What's the choice for this year?
This year we will be performing Once Upon a Mattress, which is the story about the Princess and the Pea.
Really? When's it on?
It's going to be next weekend, March 31st at 7:30, then April 1st at 7:30, which is my birthday.
And happy birthday! See, now that'll be great. I'm hoping
it's going to be a good birthday present.
Get a fantastic performance on the day of your birthday,
I'm
right?
I'm hoping so. And then April 2nd at 2 o'clock p.m. for those who want to come out in the afternoon.
Are there tickets available in advance?
Yes, tickets are available. You can contact Donna Reaver in our main office, and they are $8 for adults and $5 for students. That's K through 12.
All right. The reason I got all that, that's all the logistical stuff, right? I wanted it out of the way before I started asking you about this play.
Okay.
When did Once Upon a Mattress, did they put that on Broadway first, or who developed that?
It's been performed on Broadway twice. There's original cast, and there's two different versions. I've not seen them live, but you can catch the music. I know you can find it on YouTube or online. But it did. I think it did win a Tony Award.
Oh, really? Who's the big stars?
Jessica Parker.
Sarah Jessica Parker.
Yes, she was a Tony Award winner for their second version they did.
Nice.
And I think the kids really like that version.
Was this before or after she did Sex in the City?
I think it might have been before. Yeah. I'm pretty sure before.
Probably was. What drew you to pulling this one, to picking this one? I mean, I'm thinking that you've got a variety at your to choose from. Quite a wide variety.
Well,
I'm just thinking of the ones over the last several years.
Yeah, well, they told me try to stay away from ones they've done in the past 15 years. And then when I asked them about them.
So that's Annie's out, I guess.
Grease
is out. Dr. Seuss was the musical, right, a couple of years ago?
Yeah.
The Seussical.
And Beauty and the Beast. And so I was just thinking about musicals I did at my old high school, because I'm from Centralia High School. And I never performed in the musicals or plays. I always played in the pit. And they did a musical called Once Upon a Mattress. And when I thought about that, I was like, that would be a great fit for some of our kids. It's a romantic comedy.
It's funny, isn't it?
Yes. If the kids, they get it, they can pull it off. They can make it hilarious, I think.
So. Let's meet some of the kids. You brought a couple of them with you. The fella who's over here to my right, who's been here numerous times. How many times have you been on this show, Bryce?
This will be my fourth.
Is that all?
Yeah.
I was thinking like you were a weekly, like somebody out here once a week.
I mean, I'm here a lot, so.
How you doing, Bryce?
Oh, pretty good. How about you?
I'm great. How was track yesterday? What'd you run?
It was good. I did the 4x100 and then triple jump and pole vault.
What'd you win? How many points you get?
I won pole vault, and then our 4x100 team won.
Well, that's cool. What's the record, and what are you jumping?
My record,
what are you vaulting.
My record is 11 foot. It's the highest I've ever got. I'm not quite there yet this season. Still getting back used to it again.
Who's got school record?
I don't remember his name, but it's 12 foot 9 inches.
Okay, see, at least you know the number.
Yes, I'm getting close.
You know the number. You know what to shoot for.
Yeah.
Right? See, now that's really cool. Okay, Bryce, you've been here numerous times. You've done many shows over the years. Tell me what's your character in this one.
I am Sir Harry, the fairest knight in all the land.
Sir Harry, the fairest knight in all the land.
Yes.
Well, that is wonderful. That is wonderful. Do you have a big part? Are you the biggest? Are you the lead? Are you on stage the entire time?
No, not quite.
You dominate the stage.
I mean, when I'm on it. But...
Well, that's a given.
Yeah, yeah. But no, our lead would probably be Prince Dauntless,
sure,
who's played by Isaiah Phillips. Okay. He does a very good job.
Well, wonderful. But, wonderful. Bryce, we'll talk a little bit more about that. And the young lady in the middle here, they need to scoot that over a little bit your direction there, Mary Lee. How you doing? What's your name? Tell everybody who you are.
I'm doing great. My name is Mary Lee Snyder.
And this is your first time on the show, right? First time on the radio?
Yes.
You think so?
Yep.
Need you to talk up a little bit louder. You do a great job. Give me a full voice. Now, Stephanie always tells you on stage to give a full voice, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Let's have a full voice. Give me a... Tell me about yourself, Mary Lee. You've done many, even though, is this your first school play or were you in last year's?
This is my first school production, yes.
What other ones have you done, though? Because I know that you've done some other ones with the, the Gruen Studio, right?
I do productions with Gruen Vocal Studio, and I've done Willy Wonka, Annie Again, and then we did Behold the Lamb of God, and... A lot of musical reviews.
What were you on Annie?
I was Miss Hannigan one time.
Yeah.
And then I played a Tessie, an orphan.
Okay. Miss Hannigan's a pretty good part, isn't it?
Yeah.
Did you like it better than Tessie?
Yeah.
We're talking about Annie, and that's not even the play we're going to be talking about here. What'd you think of Miss Hannigan? We'll get back to the Once Upon a Mattress. Well, we've got an hour to kill.
I was...
Were you mean? See, you're not. You don't seem to me like a very mean person. Like Miss Hannigan is just a flat out,
actually,
not nice person.
My little sister played Annie,
so it was easy to be mean to her.
We already had the connection going to where we could pull off the fights and.
Where you didn't mind,
Oh no! I think I kicked her one time.
And, oh, did you? Was that part of the play?
Yeah.
well, that's good, I guess. Tell me about your part here in Once Upon a Mattress.
I play Lady Larkin, and I am Sir Harry's girlfriend.
You're Sir Harry's girlfriend.
Yes.
Okay. What gets the play going? What's the story here, Bryce? Tell me what's the plot. Now, Stephanie already told us, Miss Aaron's already told us that it's the Princess and the Pea, but... For those of us who are 50 years old and have not read a fairy tale in 50 and 30 years, so the 45 years, what's this about?
Okay, so without trying to go into too much detail, because, I mean, I want you to come watch it, of course.
Yeah, of course.
You know, so back in medieval times when this is set, of course, you know, having a child before marriage is a big no-no.
Well, still is.
Well, yeah, but especially back then, you know, excommunicated. And,
okay.
Well, I accidentally get Miss Larkin.
Accidentally. All right, well, we're not going to go into that. All right, we're not talking about that. Miss the princess, not, she's not the princess, but Miss Larkin.
No, Miss Larkin, yes.
Miss Larkin becomes with child.
Yes, and so we cannot get married until Prince Dauntless gets married.
Because I don't understand.
Because the queen set a law that no one may wed until to the altar Dauntless is led.
See, now that doesn't make a lot of sense.
Well, the queen's not a very nice lady.
The queen's not a nice lady either, huh?
She's very mean.
Is that right?
She doesn't like us.
Wow. Just doesn't like you or doesn't like anybody?
Well, I mean, you know, kind of anybody.
She's just a nasty person.
Yeah,
very controlling. Okay, this all goes about... So nobody can have a kid?
No. Or no.
Nobody can get married.
Or get married.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm terrifically confused.
Okay.
No, I'm not actually. All right, so we need to find then the thing is we got to find somebody for the prince to marry, I guess.
Yes, so we have to find a princess and have to travel quite a ways to do that.
And presumably the princess the queen is difficult to satisfy,
yes,
in choosing a princess, right, Mary Lee?
She creates a test every time a princess comes to the kingdom.
Yeah.
But she makes the tests basically impossible for them to pass.
Okay. What are some of the tests? I guess it's Princess and the Pea, so we know what the one test is.
So
missing, right?
Yes,
Secret. Go ahead, Stephanie.
So by the time it's Bryce's job, Sir Harry's job, to find a princess, and he goes back and he brings princess number 13. And the princesses before her have been tested by strength and endurance, trivia questions.
Like, do they get
history.
Her? Do they get the princesses up there and do bench presses or something like that?
Oh, I think you'll see some of that.
Right?
You're gonna see some of that. So,
yeah. You have them jog around a little bit, make sure that they time them. I guess.
You'll see some of the tests that they have to do before. The opening scene. We'll be opening with princess number 12.
Okay.
And she'll be quizzed for her test.
Okay.
And then, so everyone's watching her see if she passes the test.
That's great. I tell you what, it sounds like a lot of fun. Again, we're talking here to Stephanie Ahrens. She's the musical director at FCHS, along with Bryce Todd and Mary Lee Snyder in here. And we're talking about Once Upon a Mattress. It's going to be at the FCHS on March 31st, April 1st, and April 2nd, 7:30. On Friday and Saturday, 2 o'clock on Sunday. Tickets, $8. We're going to probably give away some tickets here in a little bit, and we'll be back here on the Bruce Dickey Show. Talk more with Stephanie, Bryce, and Mary Lee after these words. You are listening to the Bruce Dickey Show on AM and FM, WFIW Fairfield.
Tying a noose in the back of my mind. If you thought that you were making your way to where the puzzles and pagans lay, I put it together. It's a strange invitation. Sweep up my lazy bones, and we will rise in the cool of the evening. I remember the way that you smiled when the gravity shackles were wild. But something is vacant when I think it's all beginning.
Morning, folks. Welcome back to Bruce Dickey Show here on WFIW AM and FM, Fairfield, Illinois. Appreciate you tuning in today. My name is Bruce Dickey. I've got kids across the way here in the studio. We're talking about Once Upon a Mattress. It's coming up on next Friday, Saturday, and Sunday from 7:30 on Friday and Saturday, 2 o'clock on Sunday. And tickets are $8 a throw, $5 for students. Hey, Stephanie, tell me a little bit about, you had a fundraiser over the weekend, didn't you? Tell me a little bit.
Yes.
How'd that go?
We had our band pancake breakfast at the New Beginnings Church this past Saturday, and I appreciate everyone who came out. We had a small group come in the morning, so we had our early birds, and then at 9 o'clock, I had the band play some of our pep band tunes, we had a big crowd for that.
What'd you play?
We played, some pop songs like Shut Up and Dance, Shake It Off, and then we played some old ones.
What's the Bruno Mars you play?
Uptown Funk.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yes, I think everyone likes that.
Yeah, that's a lot of fun.
Kids really like that one, too. And then we played some old ones for, some of our older folks.
Raising funds for uniforms, or what was the main...
We need some new instruments. I know I'm trying to build the program back up here, and hopefully we get some more instruments. A lot of them need to be fixed. You know, a lot
that
of,
all costs money.
It costs lots of money. Yeah. So it isn't cheap. But
what kind of instruments are you trying to purchase?
More percussion instruments.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Those darn percussion kids, they just walk off with them, don't they? Or break them.
I think the second option is break them. it's not theirs, so it's the school, so yeah. They don't care. But yeah especially well, with marching band.
You still have a tuba there that I played when I was in school.
Yes.
And that was a few years ago.
Yeah.
That was a little while ago.
A
little while ago. But yeah, well, best of luck to you. Do any of the extra funds from this go to that, or does this, if there are extra funds after the performances, does that go to next year?
Funds, I'm doing a thing where I split funds for the kids too. So if they help raise the money, part of that money goes towards their name, and so towards like purchasing tickets for future trips.
Oh, that's great.
Like we're taking a trip to the Fox Theater, see the Lion King next
month.
No
kidding. Wonderful.
Yes. That helps raise money for them to buy their ticket. And then if we want to do a future trip, like off to Six Flags and perform at Six Flags, they'll help raise money for them going to that too.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Tell me some of the other cast members in the show. I know that we have two vital ones here, mm-hmm. but there are other ones involved as well. Like this Wicked Witch thing seems like she's probably...
You mean the Evil Queen?
Evil Queen, sorry.
She's,
does that count? I guess I get my fairy tales mixed up. Was it the Evil Queen? It's Wicked Witch and Snow White, right?
Yes, it's the Wicked Witch and Snow White. Well, she was a queen.
She was a queen too, Evil Queen.
So, but I wouldn't say our queen is that evil. She's... our queen, Queen Agravaine, is played by Kinsey Colac, and she is one of the sweetest girls I've met too. So, the way she performs her character is great, but she's just the nagging queen who just wants everything to go her way, and she just really doesn't want her son, Prince Dauntless, which is played by Isaiah Phillips.
Uh-huh.
She doesn't want him to get married because I think she doesn't want him and his future wife to take over the kingdom. She really wants to rule the kingdom.
She wants to rule it herself.
Mm-hmm.
She's selfish.
Yes.
Okay.
And then we have the king who is mute because of a curse that was cast upon him. So
Who cast the curse upon the king?
An evil witch.
An evil witch.
Yes,
a different
but,
one.
Yeah, but she's the witch that... It's just we tell the story about how there was a evil witch that cast a spell on him, and he's mute, and he will not be able to talk until the mouse devours the hawk.
This makes no sense at all, again. It's just crazy.
You're going to have to come out, and that's what I'm saying. I'm not going to give too much away, because I want you to come out and see this.
That's cool. The mouse devours the hawk.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
And you'll see how the mouse devours the hawk.
Really?
Yeah.
So you show that. Wonderful.
It might not be an actual mouse and a hawk, but...
But there is, you know, suspension of disbelief mm-hmm. and that kind of thing. Tell me, is this your first opportunity to direct a production?
This is my first musical production, so I've been pretty nervous about this, hoping everything goes great.
Are you enjoying it?
I've been enjoying it. You know, I think some of the kids, they've been really putting a lot of work in it, and it's going to be a good production.
How's the band doing? I haven't talked to A-Man yet, but he plays in these things every time.
He's playing in my pit. So,
is he in the pit?
Yeah. But the band's doing great, I think.
So the sound's going to be wonderful.
Well, actually, most of the people in our pit orchestra are from the community.
Yeah.
So we have Doug, and we have artist Barbary and Pat Godfrey, and a few students in there from the band that are playing our pit, too.
Well, wonderful. So you've got good, full participation.
Mm-hmm.
We've got, I tell you what, I do have some tickets here if somebody wants to call in, and Donna gave us a trivia question. Why is Donna so mean?
I don't know about mean. She's been great. She's been great help with me.
842-3715. If you have an idea why Donna's so mean, that's not the question. but the question is, what makes the people believe that the princess, who's the princess's name?
Princess Winifred.
The Princess Winifred is a true princess. Why would they think that? That's what the question is. I probably should have waited until I got a call, but... Well, give me a call at 842-3715, and we'll give away a pair of tickets. Are these good for any of the performances?
I think that might be for Friday's performance, unless...
Well, no, she told me that that's the day to give them away.
Okay, so they might be good for any day there.
Well, have you seen the tickets?
I have not. She's, like, signed, sealed, and delivered to me, so...
Well, let's just find out. What do you say? I'm sure if I know Donna, they're good for every day, but we'll just see. I would think that... Yeah, because you don't have a dinner theater or something, right? Actually, this is Saturday. How about that? So, yeah, if you want to go see Saturday's performance, give me a call. There we go. Morning, you're on the radio. How you doing?
Good. Doing good. I want to go to Saturday evening performance. Not sure I can take the answer to the trivia question.
Well, Walt, I tell you what, we can probably help you out, okay? The trivia question was, what makes the folks believe that this woman is a true princess?
From the queen.
We'll give him that. Ladies and gentlemen.
There we go.
Hey, Walt, you want to come out? Can you come out and get the tickets? That means she found the P under the...
Thank you.
Hey, Walt, thanks very much for calling in. We appreciate it. And have fun at the show.
I will. I'll enjoy it.
All right. We'll see you. There you go. You've got... he can come out and pick up these tickets. Walt Townsend, you've already got one person. Have tickets been on sale for a while?
I think they're just now been on sale, and so you just call up the main office at the high school and just ask for Donna, and she'll set you up.
Wonderful. Well, I'll be giving away tickets all next week, too. Again, the performance is March 31st, April 1st, and April 2nd. Bryce, tell me, we haven't talked here on the radio. We talked beforehand. What was your favorite performance? You have been in these performances all 4 years, haven't you?
Yes. Every year that I've been in high school, I've done the performance, and I'd have to say this is my favorite.
Really?
So far.
Why
yeah.
so?
I love the story. The songs are really good. We have some great actors and actresses this year, a great director, and I think it's all going to pull together really well whenever we go to perform.
Well, yeah, it better. You got like 8 days.
Yeah, I know. Got to get figured out real quick.
How have rehearsals gone?
They've gone well. I think everybody's realizing that it's crunch time, and
yeah.
they need to stop goofing off mm-hmm. and practicing more.
Does that happen? I mean, really?
Well, we've got quite a few freshmen and sophomores.
Oh,
that,
do you?
Yeah, that haven't. They aren't used to doing this yet, so
yeah.
they've got to learn pretty quick.
What are some of the other parts you've played?
I was
you
last.
Weren't you Horton in the? Or were you
no,
Horton
in Seussical, I was General Genghis Khan Schmitz, and then also Yertle the Turtle. I kind of switched.
Which did you enjoy more there? The Yertle the Turtle or
the
General?
The General, because I got to yell at Dylan Hall a lot. Kind of push him around. It was really funny because he's like a foot
yeah,
and a half
he's,
taller
yeah,
than me.
Yeah, Dylan's quite a bit
So you
taller.
Had little old me pushing Dylan around stage,
yeah,
and that
yeah,
was fun.
Yeah.
And then I was Dr. Livesay last year in Treasure Island.
Oh, that's right. Okay,
yes.
I was trying to remember what the play was,
yes.
Treasure Island.
And then my freshman year, I was Nick Fender.
That was in Bye Bye Birdie or something?
No, it was Awesome 80s Prom.
Oh, that's right.
Yes.
Yeah. Awesome 80s Prom.
Yes.
I see. Now, that one is more of a, that one has audience participation.
Yes,
in it,
that
it?
One was more of a dinner theater.
Right.
And
this one does not have audience participation.
No.
Right?
No.
The reason I ask is there's people who there was a modern, do you ever watch Modern Family, the TV show Modern Family?
Yeah.
They had a great show probably last year. Earlier this year, about they snuck the guys into an audience participation play, and one of them really didn't want to participate, and they brought him on stage. So I guess, the point is there can be happiness and sadness in that kind of thing, can't there be?
Well,
have you ever participated in something like that?
I have not. I don't think I have, and this musical here is pretty much, we hope everyone falls in love with our fairy tale story,
oh,
our
sure
twist on the spin on the Princess and the Pea.
I'm sure they will. I'm talking here with Stephanie Ahrens along with Bryce Todd. Marilee, I hardly even talked to you this segment. I'm going to go to commercial, though. Do you want to talk more next time? She's not! She shook her head instead of saying anything. I've got, like I said, Stephanie Ahrens along with Bryce Todd, Marilee Snyder. We're on the Bruce Dickey Show, and we're talking about Once Upon a Mattress. They're playing it at the FCHS on March 31st, April 1st, and April 2nd, 7:30 and 7:30, and then 2 p.m. on Sunday. Tickets are $8, available at the school. We'll be back to talk a little bit more with these folks when we return, again on WFIW AM and FM, Fairfield, Illinois. Back in a sec.
Hey, baby, get my soul. Come on, baby, turn around. Let me see your pretty blue eyes. Don't you know that I love you? Please don't leave me this and more, though. Hey, baby, get my soul. Come on, baby, turn around. Let me show you how I feel.
Morning, folks. Welcome back to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 and WFIW-FM Fairfield, Illinois. Appreciate you tuning in this morning. I've got some kids across the way and well, you're 18, right? Are you an adult
yes,
yet?
Yes.
Okay, well, see, so I guess I've got one kid. Or does that count? You're all three kids to me. You're all three kids to me. We're talking with Stephanie Aaron. She's the musical director here at FCHS for this year's musical. Bryce Todd alongside and Marilee Snyder. And the musical coming up next Friday night on March 31st and April 1st, April 2nd, is Once Upon a Mattress. Tickets available for $8 a throw. Students are $5. You're going to be performing it for the grade schools too? Usually... I didn't know if you had that set up or not.
We're actually going out to the grade schools tomorrow. So
really?
We'll be performing a little teaser scene for them. We're going to go to Jeff and Jasper and Northside. Can't try to get in Center Street and New Hope, but they're testing. So I'm just hoping.
Well, you know you'd have everybody all together with them testing like that, wouldn't you? They may not. They probably have some kind of time limitations. What kind of, speaking of that, how long is the evening? Is this like a Wagnerian opera where you're looking at 9 hours?
Ooh, no. that's go way past my bedtime.
Yeah.
But it's going to be, I would say, in the max 2 hours.
With an intermission?
Yes, with an intermission. The first act is about, I would say, in a little bit over an hour. And then the second act is about 45 minutes.
Oh, that's cool. What, Marilee, I haven't talked to you for a little bit. Tell me, you're the not a princess in this. You are playing...
I'm a lady in waiting.
Lady in waiting. What's your favorite musical? We were talking a second ago how I hadn't seen a movie in the theaters or a cartoon animated in the theater since Beauty and the Beast, and you just went to see Beauty and the Beast. And
yes.
When I said that, your eyes just like lit up. What is your favorite musical?
I don't know that I have a favorite. When I was little, I was in love with Newsies.
Oh, really?
And that was the first musical that I saw at the Fox.
No kidding.
So I really like Newsies.
Did you? What turned you on to Newsies? The movie, like the Scott Baio movie,
well,
or whatever that was?
Yeah, I loved
it. Or I'm thinking a different one.
I loved the movie. In the musical, the female main character is different from the movie.
Uh-huh.
And I really like her character in the musical. She's very independent.
If you had to choose one character you'd like to play from musicals, or what would it be, you think?
I have two.
You have two. What are those?
It would be Catherine from Newsies.
Okay.
Or Eponine from Les Mis.
Really?
Yes.
You'd like to do Les Mis. You're not doing Les Mis, I guess, right, Stephanie, at
no.
some point? Les Mis is a little complex, isn't it, Steph?
I think we have to take a start doing that, like practicing that now if we want to do that.
Her name is Eponine in Les Mis?
Eponine.
I did not. Now, she's the female lead, right?
She is not.
Is that that's not the little girl in the picture on the poster?
Eponine falls in love with Marius,
uh-huh.
who is in love with Cosette.
Why do you
kind of gets her heart broken.
I was going to say, why do you keep picking tragic heroes?
I don't know. I guess I like the sad songs. I like to sing the slow songs.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. See, now, Bryce, you're getting to sing here in this show first time, right?
Oh.
You like singing, don't you?
I love singing. I just am not as good at it as I wish I was.
See, now that's the thing. And Stephanie, you can help me out here, too. I'm assuming, Bryce, that you can put in the number of hours and the time, and you can get to at least a certain level of, maybe not professionalism, but certain level of passableness.
Oh, right? I'm hoping, yeah.
you're there already, I'm
hoping.
Sure.
Stephanie, boost
him up here. Say he's already there.
No, Bryce was really scared about singing at first, and he just, like, was so nervous about this. And I was like, Bryce, you know, you can do this. Like, that is my job, to help you, teach you how to sing. So I think Bryce is really practiced, and, you know, he's really come a long way and gotten a lot better.
I got to tell you, Bryce, she's a lot more confident in you than you are.
Oh, yeah, a lot more.
Oh, you'll get there. I asked Mara Lee the tough question, what would be her favorite role. I'm not going to ask, I'll ask you just, I mean, because you've been doing this for every opportunity you get.
Yes.
When you watch movies, is there something you would like to, some acting part that you would really have liked to take on?
I don't know. I'm a big, like, superhero nerd, so I would love to be, you know, Peter Parker, Spider-Man.
Okay. Well, I was going to sit here and I was going to think, try to figure out Superman you were going to want to be, but you actually look like you could look the part of Peter Parker.
Yeah, you know, I'm small and scrawny, and
wiry.
I think it worked. Yeah.
You're wiry.
Yeah.
That's you put it that way, not scrawny.
There
you're
we go.
Wiry.
It sounds better, yeah.
Well, that's pretty cool. Now, if you did feel like you can sing, because you've been in musicals, what musicals would you enjoy playing in?
I would like to be John Travolta's character in Grease.
Really?
Danny Zuko, yeah.
Danny Zuko is
a
great part of it.
I love Grease.
Yeah?
It's so good. Such a great musical.
Yeah. You know, that seems like one of those musicals that was popular when it first came out, and it has basically resonated throughout the years, hasn't it, Stephanie?
I think it has. And I've seen it live before at the Muni, and if they didn't do it in the past, probably would have thought about doing it.
Yeah. Tell me a little bit, you mentioned earlier about teaching Bryce how to sing. We were talking off the air. What is the easier thing, teaching somebody how to act or teaching somebody how to sing?
I would say definitely how to act. Singing, you know, is a talent. So sometimes, you know, there's people who it comes natural to them. Then there's some people you have to really work on getting on. But acting, like, I think if you saw me at rehearsals, I'm all here, like, over here, I'll help them sing, and then acting, jump on stage, like, show them how to act more with their body language,
right,
change their voices,
part.
And stuff like that. And I think I enjoy more teaching them how to act, because it's now trying to get them out of their bubble and then being more expressive.
That's really cool. Will you help out the show next year, I guess, you said you do musicals for the most part. I guess you can probably, I'm not asking you to make a commitment right now. I'm not your boss. What show would you want to do if it wasn't going to be a musical? I mean, you've performed in things over the past years.
That's a tough one because, I've always enjoyed plays.
Well, you know, in talking with Katie White, who over the years did several plays at the high school, there are always a different kind of a set of parameters
mm-hmm.
that you have to follow in choosing a play for a high school.
Mm-hmm.
And like Tuna, you know, the Greater Tuna stuff. Mm-hmm. They've done that a few times. I've always, the Philadelphia Story or something kind of hops into my, I was watching that the other day. I was like, boy, that'd be a great high school play.
Well, I know my high school, they did The Wizard of Oz a couple weekends ago, and I thought it was a really great play, but they've done that already in the past 15 years, so, man, but I
just. So it just takes it out of your playbook, doesn't it?
I know, so. It took a while. It took a lot of like searching to find the right musical for the people here. We have a lot of girls who like to be part of the musicals and the plays.
Sure.
So
what is
and almost no guys?
Really? What is the total cast? How many people
we have about
involved?
24 cast, and then about 10 in our crew.
Wow! So you're like wrangling cats out there.
Yeah, and mostly, and I would have to say, you know, our crew is all girls, so it's all woman power.
There you go. Good luck to you, Bryce.
Oh, no, I need it.
Well, it sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun. Now, he mentioned a couple of years ago or 3 years ago they did the dinner theater. Are you ever interested in doing that? That seems like a lot of work.
Well, we actually did something with my show, Choir and Choir, a few weeks ago. We had them perform at the Journey Church, and we did like a dinner performance. So I had my
show that was choir. The like you guys were singing while people were eating at like a 5:30 or
mm-hmm.
something, right?
Yeah, and I thought that went pretty good. And so I think in the future we'll probably do something more like that with them.
Tell me, you do have concerts coming up in addition to this play, don't you?
Yes, we do have our spring concert on May 7th. That is a Sunday at 3:00.
I was kind of surprised that they backed up graduation to May 21st. I was thinking you guys were going to be graduating the 14th.
We were hoping we were going to be graduating the 14th.
What happened there, Bryce? Can you tell me? You don't know.
I don't know. They just told us the 21st.
See, I suspect you pay as much attention to it as Stephanie
yeah,
does.
Yeah, I don't know what goes on.
Because you have to be there, and she has to be there.
Yeah, snow days.
Snow days.
That big sickness we had.
Oh, we're blaming the flu. Not a bad. Did the flu break into your rehearsals much? How did that affect you?
It took a big hit on us because half my cast was out,
yeah.
And so we had to cancel rehearsal. Because,
and then the other half is out.
Yeah, that kind of took a big hit on us, and so put us a little behind. So we just had to schedule some extra rehearsals. So this week we've been rehearsing every day. From 7 to 9, and then next week is going to be pretty much every day from 6 to 9, and just hopefully, you know.
Well, you see, now that's cool. That's great. It'll go quite well. I'm really kind of surprised you're out in the schools a week in advance, though.
Well, it's because it was a lot of them doing testing next week. So, but I think with what we're doing tomorrow, we're doing the opening scene. So, which is, I think, is pretty much down. And I think the kids will enjoy, like, the opening scene. It kind of explains the story.
You know, I'll tell you this. Because I've acted in plays over I've probably had 10 plays since I've been out of high school. The time when 7 o'clock, 7:30 hits on Friday night, whether you're ready or not, the play's going on.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. See, I'll be over there. I'll be directing the pit while Donna's going to be behind the scene, telling everyone where to go,
making
what to
sure
do.
Everyone's in
yes.
the right place. You know, she won't have to tell anybody a soul. It'll go as smooth as can be. You know it will.
I'm really hoping so. I think, and the co-stage managers that we have, I'm pretty confident they want to know what's going to go on and make sure they're prepared for it.
Well,
too.
It sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun. It's a big. It's a comedy. You're gonna get belly laughs, I guess. All
yes,
over the place.
They're especially the King's character.
Belly
very
laughs,
very humorous.
The guy not even talking. He's
yeah, no, and he's hilarious. Sam
Who's
Beach.
Doing that?
Sam Beach.
Sam Beach.
The from O'Brien from last year.
Yeah,
if you remember him?
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that sounds like a lot of fun, guys. Thank you so much for coming on the show today.
Oh, thank you.
I really do appreciate it. We'll have tickets to give away all next week. I might even give some away later this week. And then again, the show is Once Upon a Mattress. It plays Friday the 31st, Saturday the 1st of April, and Sunday the 2nd of April, 7:30, 7:30, and 2 o'clock. Tickets are at $8, and you can find them at the FCHS. Ladies and gentlemen, break a leg.
Thank you.
Thanks. That's the Bruce Dickey Show for today. Have a great day, folks. Back tomorrow.